a white bar.
Good evening. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. My name is Jamie. I'm calling because I'm trying to make a payment with the automated thing, but it keeps saying that my information is incorrect with the account number and the zip code.
Okay. I can definitely go ahead and help you out with that. Let's go ahead and can you tell me your name and service address, please?
It's Jamie Tibbs. And the address is 3 Town Road, Mount Marion, New York.
Perfect.
12456.
Thank you so much for that. And if you could also provide me with a good callback number in the event that we get disconnected, please.
845-217-5332.
Okay, perfect. All right, and let's see. So I do see here that it is currently past due. And did you log into your account?
Well, first I called and tried to do it over the automated thing.
Okay. Yeah, if anything, I can handle that for you instead of going through the automated. That way we can get that taken care of. So we wanted to make a payment now, or did we want to set up auto pay?
Well, I wanted to make a payment now, but I would like to set up auto pay.
We can handle both if you'd like.
All right.
All right. And are we paying card or through the electronic check?
I'll do it through the check.
Okay. All right. And whenever you are ready, I will need the account number and the routing number.
Okay. So the routing number is 022-300-173. And then
okay.
The account number is 989-172-440.
Okay. And is this a checking or a savings account?
Checking.
Okay. And you do authorize the amount of $79.99, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So with the auto enroll, I'm going to do the paperless and get the $10 off, right?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. It will give you $10 off starting the next bill.
Okay.
Okay, and so that did go through. So you should see that come out in the next couple of days, because I know sometimes it can take a couple of days for the banks to process.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's go paperless. And then let's manage the auto pay settings. I will need that routing and account number one more time. I do apologize.
Okay. That's going to be 022-300-173.
Okay.
And then it's 989-172-440.
Perfect. And it is your name on the account?
Yes, but it's not. It's with a G, my last name, and not a T. But you can leave it as a T because that's my actual name.
Oh, so the bank has it wrong?
Well, the bank has my married name, and it changed by one letter. So, and I'm
oh,
my maiden
so
name,
funny.
And it's just a mess trying to do it with them because of my job and all. So I just leave it the same, and they take it either way. They accept my checks for Tibbs or Gibbs.
Okay, no worries. Is there a middle initial?
No.
Okay. All right, so it's up to you which one you would prefer, whether it's Tibbs or Gibbs.
Well, I mean, on the account, if you got to take it off the bank account, but I want my you know, this for our
yeah, the invoice and everything will still be under Tibbs.
Yeah.
But for the banking, we want to make sure that the name is correct according to your bank.
Right, so with banking, you could do, if you're doing auto billing, you could just, it doesn't matter, because like I said, they accept it either way.
Okay,
so.
All right. So I'll put it as the Gibbs since that's what you stated that it was, just that way it never creates any. I mean, I know they don't have an issue with it either way. And then you do authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due, correct?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So we do have that set up, so you are all set.
Okay, perfect. What was your name again?
CJ.
All right, CJ, thanks for your help. I
Oh,
appreciate
you're
it.
so very welcome. Was there anything else that I can help you with other than setting up auto pay and getting your bill paid?
Nope, that should do it.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling our shop, and I hope that you have a fantastic weekend coming up.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.